Okay, those are the guys that know. When I talk about these topics, parenting, shalom bayis, so I don't consider myself an expert at all. What I try to do is I try to find the best things that the experts have said and sort of, you know, be a conduit, bring it down to you. So I heard a shiur from Rav Lev Shlita in my neighborhood. He gave a shiur 2 years ago on the connection of shalom bayis and raising children. It's a fabulous shiur. And so I wrote it down, and I'm presenting certain things that he said with other things that other rabbanim have said. And these are things, again, during the year we do all these, each topic and separately, and we have a whole series on these topics. So there's a book called In the Beginning. It's a great book. Oh, by the way, today at 1:30, I'm giving a shiur on, if you're interested, a good library to have in your house for a Torah home. They call it a $30,000 list. And Rav Shiloni says it can be cheaper. He takes that out school in Schottenstein, so it can be a little cheaper. And so if you're interested in that, that's at 1:30 today. So In the Beginning is on the list. It's the best book about the first year of marriage, written by two women who have a lot of experience. So they write there, the best gift a husband and wife can give to their children is a healthy relationship with each other and a good marriage. That's the yesod. If you want your kids to be successful in avodas Hashem and in life, psychologically, emotionally, a healthy marriage is the best gift. Rav Orlowick has a line that he says. Rav Orlowick says, he says, there are 8 secrets to having children that are emotionally healthy, psychologically healthy, and religiously healthy. Here are the 8 secrets. Shalom bayis, 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 and shalom bayis. So he says it all the time. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that if unfortunately there's a broken home, the child has no chance of being religious. Of course they do. Baruch Hashem, we have many examples in our yeshiva of young bachrim, young guys doing very well, and their homes weren't the smoothest. And unfortunately, we have the opposite example as well. Sometimes we have homes where everything seems to be wonderful in the between the parents and the kids. Unfortunately, don't turn out that well. However, over Orlick's 40 years of experience, he sees a massive correlation, that in most of the cases, this is the reality. So you have to know, everyone gets married, Mitzvah Shem, you get married, and you want to be in the Masorah. So you want to be in the Masorah. The most important thing you can do is work on a good marriage with your spouse. And there are a lot of reasons why. So Rav Lev discussed several reasons why this is true. That's what we're talking about today. We discuss in other classes Shalom Bayis topics themselves. So for number one, Simcha in Torah and Mitzvahs. When your kids are home, so your kids live at home for X number of years, so in a healthy home, so there's very healthy brainwashing going on. Very healthy brainwashing, which is, my home is religious, my home is pleasant and happy. Pleasant and happy and religious. We want to train our kids to put those two things together. A religious life is a positive, pleasant, happy life. Baruch Hashem, I want to be religious. I want to have a life like that. If the home is full of tension, so then, and assuming the parents are religious, so the child learns to associate at a young age being religious and being tension-filled go together. You don't want that. We want our kids to feel that being religious and being in a happy place goes together. So of course I want to have a religious home. Like, why wouldn't I want this? And that's like crucially important. So if your home is full of tension and fighting with your spouse, so you're teaching your kids that a religious life is unpleasant. You don't want to do that. That's yesod number one. Yesod number two of Orlowick always talks about, we want our kids to be happy being at home. See, at home, you have a good chance of controlling the environment. Nowadays, with internet and Wi-Fi and these tiny, thin little eye touches that can go anywhere, even at home, it's not so easy. But at home, you have a better chance. So you are going to hopefully have a solid Torah home. You want your kids to be happy at home. Then they're in your environment, they're in your milieu, and you have a chance of having the proper influence. If your home is full of fighting and tension, The kids are going on leave. They just want to get out of there. My parents married 55-ish years, Kanaan Ahara. So they have the most pleasant marriage, Baruch Hashem. And I never wanted to leave my house. Like on, you know, Shabbos afternoon, you go play somewhere. So like my house is always the center. Everyone came to my house. And I didn't realize how special that was growing up, but that's the way you want it to be. And part of the reason is my mother made the best iced tea in the neighborhood. You know, it says to put one little thing in, for 4 cups of water, put one little thing. This is before Snapple. I was a kid before Snapple existed. Okay, anyway. So it says put in this much powder and this much water, and you can make 25 quarts. But then it doesn't taste good. My mother put in 4 times the amount of powder, and I had friends who came to, they wanted my mother's iced tea because it tasted good. That was one reason why we had the, and also my house was a pleasant place to be. It was pleasant in my house. Yeah, the board game's out on Shabbos. Rebound, you're holding in rebound. Rebound's a hush of the game. Ah, rebound and bridge, we play bridge. It was a pleasant place to be. And you want that because the more your kids are at home, the better off you're going to be. And if there's fighting in the house, then they're going to want to get out of it. So we have to understand these are ideas that they develop. We'll skip number 2 for now. Number 3, respect for your spouse. We live in the Western world. The Western world is built on 2 yesodos. What are they? Money and freedom. That's the Western world. So we value being free, because when you're free, you can send your kids to Torah schools. Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, he was happy that America was free. His kids couldn't learn Torah in Russia. In America, Moshe came to America, not for himself. He did it for his kids. Moshe, they write in his biography, in the Hebrew biography, that his best learning, his best growth in learning was in his shul rabbi in Europe for 18 years in Lubin. Why? Because if you're a shul rabbi in Europe, what happens to you? You're a city rav. You sit there and learn the whole day. You get letters in the mail once in a while. A woman comes with a chicken once in a while. He was learning the whole day. In America nowadays, shul rabbis don't have 15 hours a day to learn. So why did Rav Moshe come to America? Because his kids couldn't go. The Russian army, the Russians didn't want them to learn Torah. We value freedom, but we're not free. We have to do the mitzvos. So it's important for kids to have authority figures in their lives. People they learn, they train to listen to. You listen to your parents. So keep it up. And aim is half a step towards listening to Hashem. That's what the Sefer Chinuch says and others. Okay. If you yell at your wife in front of your kids, what are you training your kids to think? Oh, Ima's somebody you can yell at. Ima's somebody you don't have to show respect to. So why should they respect her? It's the most obvious point in the world. It's like crazy. People who yell at their spouse in front of the kids. So what are they doing? They're shooting themselves in the foot. You're training your kids not to respect the mother. It's terrible. Who are they going to listen to? Ah, there's a guy out there, very smart, has almost infinite information instantaneously, and lots of people, he's their go-to guy for knowledge. Who is it? Google. Dr. Google. Ooh, he's a smart guy. You want your kids listening to Dr. Google instead of to their mother? It's crazy. And number 4 of Orlowitz adds on, and he always says this, respect for you. As kids get older kids, you yell at your spouse. Well, 10-year-olds and 12-year-olds know that adults aren't supposed to be yelling all the time. And 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds know you shouldn't yell at your spouse. So when you yell at your spouse, you're training your kids to not respect you. They know it's a mistake. Oh, that's what Nevin saw. Guys, let's just finish this, and then we have a lot to do. I'm in the middle of 4, then we're going to stop. When you yell at your spouse, you're training your kids not to respect you. They know you're not supposed to do that. And it's such a mistake. So what we end up doing is it's crucial to have authority figures in your life. For kids to have authority figures, hopefully the parents, and then the teachers, and the shul rabbi. We always discuss, I'm not doing it again now, but we have to train our kids to have respect for the shul rabbi by not attacking the shul rabbi at the Shabbos table. Things like that. All right. So these are some of the connections of Shalom Bayis and raising children. There are many, many more. And that's that piece.